This is All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Liam Elder Connors. Just over 11,000 undergraduate students resumed classes this week at the University of Vermont. The start of the spring semester comes as the state continues to report a flurry of new COVID cases and record-breaking hospitalizations, a trend that's expected to continue through the month. Since the beginning of January, nearly 350 UVM students have tested positive for COVID, according to the college's dashboard. The school has not published numbers for this week, though students are required to get tested twice during the first week of classes. To learn more about the start of the semester, I spoke with Samuel Pasqualani, president of the UVM Students Association. And I started by asking him if he thinks that the university has put enough COVID precautions in place for this semester.
I think it's difficult to gauge what entirely is the, you know, most preventative we can be in terms of Omicron right now. I know that, you know, students are required to have both rounds of the vaccine and a booster to come back to class. I think that is one step that has been made. However, of course, you know, there's no required testing like there was during the last academic year, which at one point was required twice a week. It seems like right now what we have is a two required tests as we come back to school this week. However, this isn't something that lasts the entire semester or school year as we saw in the past.
So how's this first week back been? Are classes kind of normal? How are people feeling?
I think classes are about as normal as they've been in terms of what we kind of saw last semester. Students are back on campus, in the dorms, in classrooms, but there are a few more asynchronous or completely online classes, which weren't entirely offered last semester. I think that students are excited to be back on campus. However, I do think that there is a lingering fear of, you know, will UVM shut down? Will they send us home? Not dissimilar to what happened to us about 2 years ago and what's happening at a few other universities across the country.
UVM has had a vaccine mandate for students and is requiring students to get the booster. Was there any pushback on that from classmates and peers?
That's a really good question. To be quite frank, no. I receive a lot of emails a week from whether, you know, students or faculty or staff, and not one of those in, you know, the past few months has been regarding concerns about this vaccine mandate or even the booster mandate. I think that the most pushback I've heard was students saying, oh man, it's really tough to find an appointment nearby because so many people are getting it right now, which maybe is indicative of good things if so many people are trying to get this booster.
As you look towards the next weeks and months of this semester, Samuel, what are you hoping it looks like?
It's tough because I don't think an ideal, you know, my ideal would be that there would be no COVID and that I'm able to enjoy my last semester of college without having to follow any of these guidelines, whether it's, you know, for my own or others' safety, but that just isn't feasible. So I think that maybe the realistic answer would be that students are relatively cautious. You know, everyone's vaccinated and boosted, and we're able to maybe loosen some of the restrictions. I just think it would be very nice for me. I don't know about others, but it would be very nice for me to be able to go back out there and kind of experience my last few months in Vermont without having to worry about this virus, which has encroached on basically everybody's life at this point.
Samuel Pasqualani is president of the Student Government Association at the University of Vermont. Samuel, thanks for chatting with me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.